أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الشيطان يعدكم الفقر ويأمركم بالفحشاء والله يعدكم مغفرة منه وفضلا والله واسع عليم. In this last book of the first quarter, the first ayat, Allah Ta'ala taught us adab of what we should spend from, that is our good and pure wealth, what we have earned. And we should not put the things which we don't want ourselves, and that we give away in zakat, in the path of Allah. Or even just giving away to other people, charity, we should give that which we love. In another ayat, Allah says, لَن تَنَالُوا الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِقُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. You cannot attain perfect reward and goodness from Allah Ta'ala until you spend that which you love. And it comes in the hadith also, to spend at that time when a person is still young, he still needs his money, he's dependent on his money, and he spends at that time, that is appreciated by Allah. Not when he's old and now he doesn't need anymore, he can't do anything, and now he says so much for so one, so for this one, so much for that one. That is not appreciated as that which is appreciated when a person is in need and want, and he gives preference to spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. So in this ayat now, Allah Ta'ala explains that those people who follow the whims, their whims and fancies, and follow shaitan, what their condition is, and the obstacles that come in spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Why a person doesn't want to spend, what keeps him back. So Allah says, الشَّيْطَانُ يَعِدُكُمُ الْفَقْرِ وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. شیطان وعدہ دیتا ہے تم کو تنگ دستی کا اور حکم کرتا ہے بے حیائی کا. شیطان promises you that you will become poor. If you spend, you're going to be short of money. And in various ways, if you'll give away others, then what will happen tomorrow if I need the money? Somebody in my family will need it. So shaitan puts all that fear. Ulama have written also that in 70 ayats of the Quran, Allah has promised that He will provide for us. And for everyone He will provide. And this one ayat, Allah quotes shaitan, where he puts fear in us that we should not spend, we'll become poor, we will be in need. And very sadly, the 70 ayats of the promises of Allah, we don't pay heed to. And this one where shaitan puts fear, that comes into us. And we are all frightened that if I spend my money, I'm going to have problems. So shaitan, first of all, doesn't let you spend. And if you spend, then he makes you spend of those things which you yourself don't like. If somebody gave you those things, you dislike it. And you are giving that not to the person you are giving it to, but you are giving it to Allah. Allah gave you everything, the best of everything, and when you have to give Allah, you give that which you don't like for yourself. So that a person should stay away. So shaitan in various forms puts fear in a person that don't spend. وَيَأْمُرُكُمْ بِالْفَحْشَاءِ. And he commands you of with evil. That is, if you do spend, then he makes you spend in wrong things. For example, you spend in guna. You spend your money in guna. You won't spend it to help somebody, but you'll spend it in some form of guna. The types of holidays people are going, especially overseas holidays, over hundreds of thousands of rand. There a person, shaitan makes them spend, and they are happy to spend. To go and stay in kuffar lodges, to be away from the masjid and the jamaat namazes of the masjid, and live a life there with dressing also, the Islamic dressing is also thrown out, and all other funny lifestyles come. There is no question of eating according to sunnah, sitting on the floor, eating in different ways. All that shaitan makes us spend there, and there we are happy to spend. How many other wrong things? Unnecessary renovations of the house, our gardens, how many swimming pools we will spend on that huge, huge amounts of money. So shaitan makes us do that, and we don't even think of it as anything wrong. But a beggar comes for 2 rand, that is refusing. But we will spend 20,000 rand on wrong things, 200,000 rands on wrong things, but a 2 rand, 5 rand we haven't got to spend. So shaitan makes us do this, and he makes us spend in lots of guna also, and we are proud also, and we are justifying ourselves. So this ayat is a very short ayat, but the explanation cannot come to an end, so much in detail. On the other hand, وَاللَّهُ يَعِدُكُمْ مَغْفِرَةً مِّنْهُ وَفَضْلًا. And Allah promises you, when you spend in the path of Allah, for the pleasure of Allah, your niyat is also good, and you spend your good wealth also, and you spend it at that time when you need it. There are those people who used to take loans to spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala. They didn't have, but they were so convinced. One alim always spending his money in the path of Allah Ta'ala, and then takes qasam that I did not spend it in the path of Allah. People say, what do you mean? He says that Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ فَلِأَنْفُسِكُمْ. What you spend in good, you have done it for yourself. You haven't done it for people. It's all for yourself. You're going to get that reward. And the great rewards in this dunya also. And it's not necessary that you see your money multiply. Allah gives you great rewards of your money multiplying in the form of Allah saves you. You spend 200 rand in the path of Allah. Allah spends you from 200,000 rand in some medical expenses, in some legal expenses. Allah saved you from that. Allah, you spent 50,000 rand in the path of Allah. Allah saved you from spending 500,000 on useless things, things which are going to earn you guna. So that is all. Allah gave you so much in return. So a person, we just looking for our notes to increase, our zeros to increase in our bank balances. And zero is zero. If we have 20 rand, we want one more zero to make it 200. And we want another zero to make it 2,000. And we want another zero to make it 20,000. It's only zeros we are increasing. And what Allah gives, we cannot imagine. So when you spend in the path of Allah Ta'ala, Allah promises you forgiveness of your sin. We are all, continuously we are involved in sin. And our sins are our worst enemies in this dunya also, that cause us the most harm. And the sins will bring the displeasure of Allah on the day of Qiyamah. Sins are going to land us in Jahannam. So by spending in the path of Allah, Allah will forgive all those sins. وَفَضْلًا. And more than that, Allah will shower you with His kindness also. So when you spend in the path of Allah, it's just a win-win situation. But shaitan makes it a total loss. If you spend, you're going to lose everything. And when you are stingy, we think, shaitan makes us think, now you are in a win-win situation. You got that beggar off your back, and you chased him away from your door, and you thought you have won, that you didn't give your 5 rand, 10 rand, 2 rand. But you have lost completely. And spending in the path of Allah, you get the full forgiveness of Allah and the great mercies of Allah Ta'ala. And in any case, Allah is not in need of our charities. You are doing it for your own good. You are doing it to earn your akhirat. Allah is Wallahu Wasi'un. Allah has got unlimited resources. There is absolutely no shortage in the resources of Allah Ta'ala. When Allah Ta'ala said that we should give a loan in the path of Allah, that is spend in the path of Allah, and Allah termed it a loan. And a loan is repayable. So you have given a loan to Allah, and Allah is the one who will definitely repay your loan. You gave a loan to Allah, so Allah termed it a loan, that definitely Allah is going to give you the returns of it. At that time the Jews said that Allah is born poor, Allah is asking for loans from people. Well, and this is the crooked thinking. And unfortunately the Jews will think like that, the non-Muslims. But how many good Muslims and ulama also also got crooked thinking. Like this here, that Allah asked for a loan, now to term it and say that Allah is gone poor, now Allah is asking for a loan. That is the complete crooked and warped thinking. And like that from the Quran Sharif, today good ulama are taking out wrong proofs from the Quran Sharif. So for that a person has to have the correct understanding of the Quran. And his object of life must be correct, then he used the Quran Sharif, Hudal lil Muttaqin. It is a book of hidayat for those who fear Allah, who want to prepare the akhirah, who want to live a life in conformity with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. For that, Yahdi bihi may yasha, Yahdi bihi kathira. Allah guides many people whom He wants to the right path. But those who want to use the Quran for their own benefit and prove their own things right, as women want to prove their feminism and want to prove their rights from the Quran Sharif, yudhillu bihi kathira. The Quran misguides many people, and they also go and find all the proofs in the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala will, Allah is wasi', there is no limit to the treasures of Allah Ta'ala. And alim, wallahu wasi'un alim, Allah is most knowledgeable. Allah knows perfectly what the needs of everyone is, and who must be given how much. We make our decision, we have got absolutely no knowledge. Our knowledge is upside down. Our knowledge is negative. Allah Ta'ala has got full knowledge. So when He gives, whether He gives you, you gave 10 and Allah gave you 100 actually in this dunya, or He saved you from so many calamities which you did not know about, or He made you spend other money in the good causes and you're earning great palaces of Jannah, you are earning the pleasure of Allah, Allah knows how to reward you. We don't know. Allah knows everything. So it's a short ayah, but great food for thought, and more than thought to make amal. And more than amal, that Allah must accept it from us. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the true spirit of the Quran and bring this, as we can see how much Allah is devoted that we should spend in the path of Allah. And in the Allah Ta'ala has spelled out the details of the spending in the path of Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq and let us spend, and in the good causes, not in haram causes, not in extravagance, not in waste, which today has become the way of the life of many people, even very many learned people. We spend our money in total waste, extravagance, and which is inna al-mubathirin kanu ikhwan shayatin. They are the brothers of shaitan. So we are spending, in the wrong path. Spend in the right path, in the path of Allah, where it is needed, see who, and then spend it correctly. When spending on the poor, don't have a big show, and you are giving out hampers and blankets, and now you are making them walk all the distance. Go and give it with honor to them in their houses. You don't have to have it videoed, and you don't have it in newspapers that you gave out so many hampers and that. You can give it quietly to the people and give it to the poor, the needy at their home. You want to have a big feast also. You have a Quran khatam, a child has completed Quran, celebrating. But now you don't have to make a big dawat. Go and cook the food and go and give the poor in their houses. Or go and give the money to them and let them use it as they need it. Just that one day's sumptuous meal is not the way to honor the people. And usually in that Quran khatam, if not 100%, 99% are rich people who can afford better than that what we are giving them also. And the poor that are in need, we don't even think of them. And they don't need just one sumptuous meal once in a while. They need the daily bread on a daily basis. Their children are going hungry. Their family is going hungry, and we are just giving them one sumptuous meal. Today our way of thinking is also corrupt, and we think also, and we're thinking we're doing lot of good, but we are doing lot of harm to ourselves. May Allah guide us to righteousness. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah.